This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A ship bearing humanitarian aid is now loaded and prepared to leave Cyprus for Gaza after international donors launched a sea corridor to supply aid for the besieged territory facing widespread hunger after 5 months of war. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Pallets of MREs, or meals ready to eat, being airdropped Saturday over the Gaza Strip. U.S. defense officials promise more will be coming.
The European Union's top official, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, told reporters in Cyprus Friday the vessel belonging to Spain's Open Arms aid group will make a pilot voyage to test the corridor Saturday. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps confirmed to the Associated Press the ship is scheduled to depart Saturday and would take 2 to 3 days to arrive at an undisclosed location where the group World Central Kitchen is constructing a pier to receive it. The group has 60 food kitchens throughout Gaza to distribute the aid. Opening a sea corridor to Gaza shows increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in the Strip and a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. Israel says it welcomes the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden signs a package of spending bills passed by Congress.
The president, in signing the stopgap legislation, is thanking leaders from both parties for keeping the government funded. At a meeting last month, he noted the danger of allowing a shutdown.
Damage the economy significantly, and I think we all agree to that.
This package helps fund the hiring of more air traffic controllers, housing assistance for veterans, and other programs. Congressional negotiators are working on a second package, including defense spending, in an effort to have all federal agencies fully funded by March 22nd. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Saturday that he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting more than helping Israel and how he is approaching its war against Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. leader expressed support for Israel's right to pursue Hamas after the October 7th attack, but said of Netanyahu that he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. Poland foreign minister says the presence of NATO troops in Ukraine is not unthinkable. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with more.
Poland's foreign minister has brought up the controversial idea of sending NATO troops to Ukraine. Radek Sikorski said in Polish parliament that the presence of NATO forces is not unthinkable. He added that he appreciated the French president for not ruling out that idea. His comments are part of a larger European debate over how to help Ukraine, as Russia has gained some momentum on the battlefield and Kiev is running low on ammunition. The U.S. Congress is withholding aid that Ukraine says it critically needs to hold off the Russians. This has put more pressure on Europe to respond to the war that has shattered peace on the continent. I'm Karen Chama.
Torrential rains have triggered flash floods and landslides in Indonesia's Sumatra Island, killing at least 19 people, leaving 7 others missing. Mud, rocks, and uprooted trees rolled down a mountain and reached a river that burst into banks and tore through mountainside villages in West Sumatra province. Rescuers by Saturday pulled out 7 bodies in the worst-hit village and recovered 3 others in 2 neighboring villages. National Disaster Management Agency on Sunday said the rescuers retrieved 6 bodies and 3 more in a neighboring district. Alaska Airlines said on Saturday it is cooperating with the U.S. Justice Department after a criminal investigation was opened to the Boeing 737 MAX blowout on its flight in January. Reuters' Alex Cohen reports.
In a statement to Reuters, the carrier said, in an event like this, it's normal for the DOJ to be conducting an investigation. We are fully cooperating and do not believe we are a target of the investigation. The Wall Street Journal earlier reported, citing documents and people familiar with the matter, that the investigators have contacted some passengers and crew on the flight. The plane made an emergency landing in Portland, Oregon after a fuselage panel ripped off midair. The investigation would inform the DOJ's review of whether Boeing complied with an earlier settlement that resolved a federal investigation following 2 fatal 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019, the report added. Boeing and the DOJ did not immediately respond.